Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
This is our last hour, guys, before the NFL draft. We're, of course, back tomorrow morning at 9:55. We'll do the full recap and analysis and see how Rick is feeling and who's heartbroken and all that kind of good stuff. But we have one more hour. I'll hand it over to Bart and Han at 1 o'clock. They've got Sal Pal at 2 o'clock. The K-Show then comes your way at 2:55. They have Mark Sanchez at 5 o'clock. Then Carlin comes on for an hour from 7 to 8. And then we go, I guess, to Roger Goodell's home for the 2020 NFL draft, as he's going to announce all the picks out of his home up in Westchester. And I mean, this is it. We've talked about this for so long now, and now we're actually here. And Chris, I think people become a little crazed and nervous, and this could be so different than, I don't know, I just have all these differing feelings heading into the draft tonight.
Well, Dave, anytime you're going to experience something new, there's going to be a little anxiety associated with it. And for a lot of fans, because this is a virtual draft, and this is something that general managers haven't done in the past, you know, they don't have a lot of confidence that their team is going to make the right decision. And everybody recognizes if your team is going to be competitive and have sustained success, then you absolutely have to nail your draft. So that's how this night becomes that important, but that's what also leads to a lot of anxiety from a lot of fans.
Me being one of them.
Yeah.
Nervous wreck.
I can't believe you're at this level of crazy, though.
Well, I got the draft and what the Jets are going to do. And on top of it, you decided that we're going to do mock drafts, which you know would drive me completely crazy and nuts, and it has. Mission accomplished by you.
Why? But here's the thing. The foremost experts when it comes to the mock drafts are saying, everyone's going to be wrong. Just have fun with it this year. We heard Field Yates, it's going to be chaotic. Daniel Jeremiah, there's going to be things that you can't project or predict. It's going to be so off the wall this year. You can't just say, all right, you know what, let's just have a little fun with it. You still have to be at this level?
Yeah, this isn't fun for me. Making predictions is not fun because I like to be right.
Okay. Now,
so I just
Chris,
don't willy-nilly.
Defend me here. When I said, let's come up with our you know, individual mock drafts, I wasn't met with Rick saying, no, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want to do that.
Please, no, it was Rick's idea to open it up to all the shows at the station.
So what are you doing here?
That was on him. He wanted to do that, not us.
As a team. I wanted to do one team mock draft. And Dave turned it into, we'll all do our own mock draft and then have a team mock draft. It was never my idea to do two individual mock drafts.
You didn't say, no,
ever.
I'm not comfortable with your idea, Dave.
Well, you know, after doing the show with me for 3 years, I don't like making weekly NFL picks. I'm a nervous wreck. What makes you think that this all of a sudden now I'm a changed man? Been in my house for 6 weeks straight, haven't worn pants in a month, that I'm all of a sudden now just going to change and just
maybe
be, hey, you know what?
Mistake.
If anything, I'd be worse at this point.
And which I think that clearly is the case.
Yeah. I mean, so again, I mean, you can see why I'm a little bit,
You're a little bit on edge.
I guess our mistake was making our individual mock drafts, you know, one of those things that's for public consumption.
Exactly,
we should have just huddled together privately, sent it out on a group chat, our individual mocks, and then together form a consensus on what we were going to present as a show.
Exactly right. Thank you, Christopher.
Yes. So you're right.
You should have said that then. Why do you say I'm not comfortable with this?
You're a mature adult, Chris. I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, it's not like you didn't know that Dave wasn't an adult now.
That's a good point.
If you felt like that was the case, then that was a you problem.
Him having a nervous breakdown makes me the bad guy. You guys deserve each other.
Oh, we already know that. I mean, Chris and I feel comfortable with that. We know that.
Well, Dave, I didn't need you to do this to assume that you were a bad guy.
Another great point by Chris.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, that's something that was already understood.
I just want to say this for the record. I mean, as far as, I mean, who's having the best Thursday? I mean, Chris Canty right now with the hot takes and everything else. Tremendous Thursday for you.
Aren't you due for a hot take too? Your hot take is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Friday hot take, yeah. Friday hot take.
You don't want to put that out there tonight?
If you guys would like some breaking news too as to where Tom Brady is currently at the moment, I could tell you that as well.
Else's home.
Where's he at, Rico?
He's on the golf course. He's actually on the golf course.
With Phil Mickelson?
Currently being stalked by my father-in-law right now as we speak.
Is Phil Mickelson with him?
No, Mikkel, you know what, is not with him. No.
Oh, okay.
He's probably trying to wedge himself into a golf shirt at the
moment. Well, they're supposed to be teammates at this matchup on Memorial Day weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady?
Against Peyton and
Tiger.
El Tigre. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
That's going to do a huge number.
I'm watching well. People play Madden on TV. I'm watching. I mean, at this point, I'll take anything.
All right. NFL draft begins tonight. 98.7 ESPN celebrating the return of football with what we call the draft challenge. By correctly predicting the results of the first 11 picks, you can win 4 tickets to the Jets home opener, plus the jersey of the Jets first round pick. To enter, text DRAFT to 44202, followed by your picks listed 1 through 11. We'll assign a point for every correct pick and 2 points for a correct Jets and Giants pick. If you think there's going to be a trade, just use the word trade for that pick, all from your home for the NFL Draft, 98.7 ESPN. All right, let's take a listen to the commissioner. Roger Goodell was on Good Morning America today, and he says why it's so important that the NFL went through with this draft this year.
We need more experiences together, and we need that ability to look forward and maybe have a distraction or a diversion from all that we're going through over the last couple of months. And this is a way to bring people together virtually. We'll have over 200 remotes around the country. It will be a way to socialize and bring people together, and that's what the NFL does. And so I think we'll be able to bring a great deal of optimism, not just to our fans, but to the fact that business is continuing to go forward and operations are going forward. This is a really important event to our clubs in helping finalize their rosters and get ready for a season. So this is really important for us to do it right, and doing it from home and doing it within regulations with no exemption.
And basically the NFL is the closest we've seen as business to usual as any league, right? I mean, free agency happened. A lot of people said don't do it. They did free agency. We're doing the draft on the days that we anticipated doing it. And if they have their way, and we all hope that they do, the NFL season will start on time come September.
Yeah, if you could do it, why wouldn't you at this point? I mean, it's something that, I mean, if you want to start the NFL season on time, and that's, I mean, obviously our hope is that you're going to go through free agency and you're going to go through the draft. You don't want to push it off if you don't have to.
No, I don't think you can push it off if you want to start the season on time.
No, I mean, having 200 remotes, what could possibly go wrong? Would make me a little bit nervous, but I mean, that's what's going to make tonight so interesting.
Well, I mean, the NFL had the benefit of this pandemic happening in the calendar where you're only talking about transactional business being done. Like, you don't actually have to have the teams and the players get together in order to have a season in the fall. You don't have to have that right now. So I think that that's the smart thing for Roger Goodell and the NFL to do, was to go forward with free agency and to move forward with the draft this weekend, just because you're able to do it from a logistical standpoint without putting anybody in harm's way.
All right, 800-919-3776. We want your calls. We've got another 45 minutes, then we hand it over to Barton Hahn. But this is it. You have any calls about the Jets, the Giants, your favorite team, bring it to us right now, like Sean and Harriman. Sean, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, big fan, listen every day, but I really just don't understand how you could think – I'm a Dolphins fan, by the way – how you could think they would trade up to 3 just to grab a tackle. I mean
– Well, if you could get – but here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. The report – and this is where Chris, Dave, and I disagree. The initial report was they trade up to 3 but keep number 5. So that way, I mean, would lead you to believe that they replace Laremy Tunsil, they get their tackle, and then at 5 – they could get their quarterback. So they get rid of their second two first round picks and walk away with the tackle and the quarterback, which I don't think is terrible.
I mean, if you trade up to 3 and you give 5 and you take a tackle, then to me that just makes no sense. You got to get the quarterback at 3.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't have a conviction on the quarterback, Sean, then why would you take him? Like, if you don't like the quarterbacks, whether it's Tua or Justin Herbert, with a top 5 pick, then why would you take him?
Okay, so if you don't have conviction on the quarback, then why don't you just stay at 5?
Because you want to have your pick of the offensive lineman.
Yeah, then you get the first offensive lineman.
There might be an offensive lineman that they like better than anybody else, and they know that the Giants are interested in an offensive lineman. So if Detroit is willing to move back and they're still going to get the players that they're interested in at five, then why wouldn't you do that deal? I mean, the Miami Dolphins have 14 picks. You don't think they're going to have a 14-player draft class, do you?
I guess not. I don't see a discernible difference between the top two tackles, whichever one you want, to give up that much capital.
Well, it's not your job to make these decisions, Sean. There are people that are paid to watch these games of all of these kids play in college football. So, I mean, I know you might not see a difference, but it might be a difference in Chris Greer's opinion or in Brian Flores' opinion.
Right. I'm a big fan of Chris Greer, too. So, I think if they trade up and draft a tackle at three, the fans will be very upset.
Maybe, but if you don't love one of the quarterbacks,
I don't know why you would be upset at anything that Brian Flores and Chris Greer have been doing since they've taken over in Miami.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, they've done nothing but exceed all expectations.
I mean, they unloaded Tunsil. They got huge value in return for him. They unloaded Fitzpatrick. I thought they were going to get more. I thought the pick would be higher. Steelers did well, but they got good value in return for him. They have five first-round picks. And you look at their offseason, you say they've hit home runs in free agency. I love what Miami has done.
Dave, they've got 23 picks in the next two drafts. 23.
Yeah.
I don't understand what there is to be upset about if you're a Dolphins fan. Now, we'll see what they do with the ammunition. But at this point, that tandem has earned the trust of football fans. They should have.
And you're 100% right. They have 14 picks. 14. There is no way they're going to make 14 picks in this draft. They are going to trade a lot. We heard Dan Graziano said yesterday. He said, what do we think about the Dolphins? He said, they are complete control of this draft.
They're going to dominate this draft.
In complete control of this draft. All right. So, Santi, if you can give me the chimes once again, that would be – thank you. All right. I'm going to go with my sixth overall pick. It's the L.A. Chargers. I think the second quarterback goes off the board. I think Justin Herbert is taken sixth overall.
Wow, Dave.
Justin Herbert, sixth overall tonight by the L.A. Chargers.
Wow, Dave Rothenberg going with it. But you know what, Dave?
Yeah.
I like your hot take, and I'm going to ride that wave. I'm going with Justin Herbert staying on the West Coast, sliding down from Eugene, Oregon to sunny L.A. I just feel like with the Chargers, this is the time that they have to take the quarterback. This regime can't afford to wait because next season isn't promised. And even if they don't have success in getting to the postseason, at least you could have a young quarterback to sell to ownership that you're going to build around. The face of Chargers football in a brand new market. I like Justin Herbert at the sixth overall pick for the Chargers.
Wow. So we both have Herbert with six. Santi, give me the chimes again. Let's keep rolling here. With the seventh selection in the first round, Matt Rhule running his first NFL draft. I think this is where Isaiah Simmons goes to the Carolina Panthers. Seven overall, sets up that defense for years to come. I like Simmons to the Panthers at seven.
I like the Panthers going with the defensive player, but the guy that I've actually got them taking, you don't have on the board anymore. That would be one Derrick Brown. So I'm giving them a defensive tackle. You're giving them a linebacker.
Yep.
Either way, they're going to get some front seven help, which they desperately need.
Yep. All right. There we have it. Seven picks in. Rick, are you ready to dip your toe into the water?
Yeah, I'll dip.
All right. He's dipping. Here we go.
I'm dipping. All right, so I got Burrow going one, Chase Young going two.
Yep.
I'm going to bite with you guys. I'm going to bite. I think that, you know, what Dan said yesterday, Graz, as far as Miami dominating this draft, the 14 picks, they lost Tunsil. I'm going to go with Wirfs at three, Miami trading up to three and getting Wirfs.
Okay.
Here's where we start to differ a little bit.
Oh, you're going to keep rolling here, aren't you?
I'm going to keep rolling. Nice. I think that the text message we got from Jordan, I think that your boy – your doppelganger, Dave Gettleman, is hell-bent on trading back. I don't think he wants to trade that far back, though, from what, you know, the text we got from Jordan, because I still think that he would want one of those top offensive linemen. So I'm going to have this as bait to try to get the Chargers to bite. So I'm going to have the Chargers moving up to four. So Chargers traded with the Giants.
Moving to four with the Giants. So the Giants now get the sixth pick, and the Chargers will take?
We'll take Justin Herbert.
Wow. So you agree with us that Herbert goes to the Chargers. You just think they move up to get him.
Why do they keep him on the West Coast? I mean, if your head coach loves the fact that Tyrod Taylor, I mean, is that kind of run-pass option, I think that Justin Herbert has the ability to do that. So, and you're just coming off a quarterback that never got hurt. I mean, Phillip Rivers never got hurt. So you're not going to take the risk. I mean, why would you not all of a sudden decide you want to risk taking – I think they need a quarterback. Why would you risk taking Tua, who has the injury concerns? So I'm going to have Herbert go to the Chargers at 4.
All right, so now 5, do you have Detroit, or do you think Miami has traded up to take the 3rd pick without giving up the 5th pick?
See, I think that Detroit – I mean, Matt Patricia needs to win now. So rather than just all of a sudden now swap picks and then whatever you get later on, you know, maybe 2nd round or whatever it ends up being, I think he would rather the 2 first round picks. So I think that Miami keeps the 5th overall pick, and Detroit ends up with the 2 first round picks from Miami.
Okay. So with the 5th pick, Miami is going to take Tua?
Tua, yeah.
So you have 3 quarterbacks in the first 5 off the board.
Yep.
Okay. All right, now you have the Giants going 6.
Yeah, I have them taking Jedrick Wills at 6.
If the Giants could trade back to 6 and get Wills and acquire picks, I'd be very happy about that.
That's a home run, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah,
at that point.
Yep.
For Dave Gettleman, yeah, I would say so.
I think that's why, like, this whole thing, like, that being leaked to Jordan, I don't think they want to drop that far back. I just think that they're trying to draw up some interest to try to get – I feel like they're trying to get the Chargers to bite a little bit. And the
so
Chargers,
you think this is it? You think he gets it done? You actually have faith in Gettleman that he is able to acquire something to move down a couple spots and still get the offensive lineman?
I just think there's so much smoke at the moment that if you're the Chargers and you need a quarterback, why would you wait? I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't want the choice. I mean, if it's true, and again, who knows? It's a crapshoot. Miami they want to get up to 3 to get worse and keep 5. I would try to jump ahead of Miami and take which quarterback I want.
Now, you can make the selection for Carolina here and be all caught up with Chris tonight.
All caught up? I agree with Dave Rothenberg. I think that Carolina is going to address the, whatever position you want to put him at. I mean, you only get 53, but when you draft me, you're going to have 56. I'm going to go with Isaiah Simmons for the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Simmons. With the Panthers, 7 overall. Next up, the 8th selection, and that is, Arizona, right? Arizona.
Yes.
With the 8th selection. So we'll do that in a moment. Callers all lined up. Want to talk draft? Don't blame you. Let's go Sam and Far Rockaway. Sam, you're on 98.7.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What's going on, Sammy?
I'm great. Okay. So I've been thinking, I have an interesting draft proposal, draft trade. Do you think it would be possible that the Patriots would trade up with the Cowboys to get Jordan Love?
Yeah, I don't think that's a wild draft proposal.
The main reason why I say this is because the Cowboys have nothing to lose. They could drop back. It's not that many picks, and they'll get extra, and the Patriots get the quarterback they want. It's so perfect.
Yeah, let's not forget, too. I mean, here's the other thing to take into account. I understand that, I mean, no one believes that the Patriots want to head into the season with – you know, Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham, they just got off a 20-year run with a 6-round quarterback.
You think that they roll with those two guys?
No, I don't necessarily know if they roll with those two guys, but, I mean, Bill Belichick was 100% content rolling with Jimmy G. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo he's a 2nd-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, this all of a sudden now that Bill Belichick feels like he needs to start mortgaging draft picks to go up and get a quarterback, I mean – maybe that's what he wants to do, but I don't know, man. When you get off a run of, you know, 20 years and 9 Super Bowls, 6 Super Bowl wins with a quarterback that, you know, you picked 199th overall, I mean, you're probably pretty confident that you can find a quarterback, I mean, somewhere, maybe it's in the 2nd round. Maybe it's Jalen Hurts. Who knows? I mean, I know Nick Saban loves Jalen Hurts, too.
That would scare me, too. Honestly, anything New England does scares me because they're so diabolically good. But if they wind up with Jalen Hurts, that would get me nervous.
Well, because you feel like they would be able to make it work.
Yes.
Like, if anybody could figure out how to make Jalen Hurts a competent NFL quarterback, it would be Bill Belichick, the guy that made it work with the 199th overall pick. So, I mean, I guess when it comes to the Patriots, yeah, to think that they would mortgage a ton of draft picks in order to make this drastic move into the top 10, I just don't see that happening. Now, if there's a quarterback that slides, maybe they could move into the teens, but I don't see the Patriots making some huge move to get into the top 10 to get Herbert or Tua.
Well, that would go against my hot take from earlier in the week, so I'm hoping that they do, in fact, move up for the quarterback.
I got
now you. I'm envious, because now Rick has already hit on a hot take with the Gronk one.
Yes. Yes. So we're both behind him as far as our hot takes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to make more hot takes that have immediate, immediate gratification. Like every hot take I make from now on, is going to happen in the next week or two. So I can have some success moving forward. All right, Santi, give me the chimes one more time here. All right, Chris, with the eighth overall selection, the Arizona Cardinals in your mock draft select.
Mekhi Becton, tackle, Louisville.
Ooh.
Dave, listen, they drafted the quarterback with the first overall pick last year. You got to try to protect him with the offensive line. They extended DJ Humphreys, gave him a 3-year contract this offseason. I think they followed that up with getting a bookend tackle. And to me, Mekhi Becton seems like a fit for what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do.
Santi, chime me, baby. Chime me. I have almost the same analysis, but a different result. I'm going to go Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman out of the University of Georgia. I think he goes to Arizona 8. I understand what Kyler Murray wants, but they need the offensive line. So I say Arizona will head in that direction with Andrew Thomas, 8th overall. Rick, your Arizona selection will be?
I'm on the same wavelength as you, Dave. I think that, the guy who's got the most experience at left tackle, he may not have the higher ceiling than Becton. I'm going to go with Andrew Thomas as well.
All right. Love it. There you have it. All right. We're going to do observations today, yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Observations ready. We got to finish our mock. Then we'll come up with a show mock and get you all ready, guys. We are 7.5 hours away from the NFL draft. Let's continue along with our mock draft. Santi, if you will. Chris, would you like to lead off the 9th overall selection, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I sure will, David. With the 9th overall pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars don't go too far from home. They select C.J. Henderson, cornerback from Florida. Listen, this team is rebuilding. We all know that. And this is a piece that they've got to have to replace Jalen Ramsey, that loss on the back end in the defensive secondary. So C.J. Henderson, the second-best corner in this draft, in my opinion, great man-to-man cover skills. The Jacksonville Jaguars add him to their defense.
Here's where I get wild, and here's where the draft changes for me. I have a trade. I have the Falcons moving up to number 9 and taking that pick from the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with that selection, for me, the first corner off the board goes, and that, Chris, concurs with you, and is C.J. Henderson, cornerback, Florida. So I agree on the player, but I think that the team comes up, and that is Atlanta to snag him at 9 overall.
I like it. They need a cornerback, too.
Yep, and we've heard tremendous rumblings about Atlanta moving up. Rick, where are you going with 9 overall here?
I'm going with Okuda. I have it different than you as far as, Detroit swapping picks. So I'm going to go with the first cornerback coming off the board. I'm going to go with Okuda.
But you have Jacksonville making this pick, right?
I have Jacksonville making the pick, yeah.
Okay, so you have Okuda going 9 overall. And let's do 10, and then we'll save the Jets for a couple of minutes from now. All right, Rick, 10. Why don't you lead us off with the 10th overall selection here?
I am going to go with an offensive tackle. I am going to go with Mekhi Becton.
Becton. So you have Cleveland keeping the pick, and they go with Becton. Chris, for you?
I've got the Cleveland Browns taking the last tackle that we think, is worthy of a top half of the first round selection. I'm going with the Browns and Andrew Thomas out of Georgia.
All right, Santi, I need the chimes because I got serious stuff here. We've heard rumblings about maybe New England moving up to the 10th overall spot. Now, remind you, I still have Tua available on my board, and he's going to go right now, not to New England, no. Rick, you've mentioned it a couple times. Raiders. Raiders will move up to number 10 and take Tua in this draft. So John Gruden gets his quarterback of the future. They swap out with Cleveland. Why, you say, would Cleveland move out of the 10 spot? I think they make a trade for Trent Williams. I don't think they're desperate for the tackle. I think they move back. I think the Raiders move up, take Tua, 10th overall.
Interesting.
Spicy, right?
That's spicy. Yeah, I mean, that's spicy. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would make the decision to all of a sudden now trade draft capital and have to pay Trent Williams when you could take a tackle making rookie money at 10.
Well, it's Cleveland.
No, it's Cleveland. No, listen, how you explain it makes sense. I think the team more likely to try to trade for Trent Williams because they're trying to win in the next 2 years would be the Bucks.
Maybe.
Because that's a proven commodity. Why would you mess around? And at 14, you're kind of in no man's land as far as getting a tackle. So
we'll see.
Make
so
a trade
many,
with
so
Washington.
So many machinations that could potentially happen tonight. All right, we're going to get to the observations.
But think about this, too. If you're Tampa, yeah, you make that trade, whatever ends up being. Chris, what do you think to get Trent Williams? What round pick?
I think you're probably talking about a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so second round pick, you get Trent Williams. Now all of a sudden you get your left tackle and you still have the 14th overall pick. And, you know, God forbid for the rest of the league, you take a slot receiver with the 14th overall pick.
Forget it. You can get a big time receiver there.
Yeah, big time receiver.
Big time receiver there. Listen, I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's nuts at all. But I have Tua going to the Raiders at 10
I like
overall.
It. No, I don't hate it. I like it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. All right. Now we're going to get to the observations in a moment. You know, we've been giving Gordon a very fair, hard time because of his negativity that you know, emanates at the station. By the way, Gordon is going to go back to 5 a.m. on Monday. He's going to leave Larry Hardesty. So Yin and Yang was a very short-lived program here on 98.7. I don't know if you guys heard Trey in Brooklyn called into Yin and Yang, Larry and Gordon, last night and had this to say about what we've been saying.
I bring people together. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we know all about it, Hop. Yeah. We know all about it, Hop Bayless. We know all about it.
Yeah. I bring Rick, Chris, and Dave all together in their hatred for me.
Every morning.
Apparent. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
we don't hate Gordon.
Hop Bayless.
I love it. It's a great name, by the way.
It's actually fitting, though. They split Yin and Yang up, and now they bookends. So you got Captain Negativity, and then Larry's the most positive person on the planet.
Oh, Larry's a salt of the earth guy. But I don't have any animosity towards Gordon. I just appreciate what he is. He's a negative guy.
He's a negative guy. Feels like he's a contrarian by nature. So, he fully embraces it, Dave. He's unapologetically him, which is why I respect him.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves Gordon.
For the record, I love him.
We all love him.
Yeah, I think some of his takes are crazy, especially when it comes to movies and television shows,
crazy.
But other than that, he's solid.
Awful takes.
Yeah.
But a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Terrific guy. All right. Rick, you ready?
Let me ask you a quick question before we start an observation. Who's got more free advertising? Apple earbuds or Lululemon? I feel
what
like it's one and two.
What was the question?
Who's got more free advertising with what's going on?
Lululemon's got to be doing numbers right
yeah.
now. They
yeah.
got to be doing numbers.
It's either Apple earbuds or Lululemon.
Stretch pants and athletic leisure wear, whatever it is.
Well, every time I turn on the TV, somebody doing something from home always has, you name it, has Lululemon on.
Yes. Yeah.
Like McShay right now is, not McShay, on Herb Street, rocking some Lululemon right now. It's terrific.
Consistently. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
And Shannon two companies Sharp, that don't Lululemon. Need free publicity are getting the most free publicity.
100%. Right? Shannon Sharpe's just painted on the Lululemon almost every single day. All right, here we go. Let's get this thing started. I got to tighten
all
it up.
All right, Santy, if you will. Let's go.
Need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Let's take a look at Rick's Knobservation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
All right, here we go. Some good news. People doing some good things. So, and this is why hopefully something good happens here at 11 with the New York Jets. So, the Johnson family, who last month made a joint $1 million donation with the New York Jets to multiple local United Way agencies to help combat the coronavirus pandemic, they announced today that they're going to contribute another $2 million to support the COVID-19 relief response in New Jersey and New York. So a $2 million extra.
Good
to
on
support.
Them.
Love it.
Good on
it's
them.
Great. Yeah, this is how you it's karma, baby. Now all of a sudden, we'll see what I decide to do at 11. You're going to love it. Did this happen in Florida? You guys ready for this one?
Well, we're ready. For Florida.
Gear up. And only in Florida could this happen, where a Hall of Fame quarterback makes the mistake when going to pick up something from his offensive coordinator, not realizing, where he was actually going, decided to walk into the first home that's door was unlocked, Little did he realize that it wasn't actually his offensive coordinator's house. It was some random guy just sitting on his couch.
But here's my question to you guys. When you go to someone's home, do you walk right in or do you ring the bell?
Well, it depends on how it's set up. If because of social distancing, the way the story is being described is that he thought he was going to show up, pick something up, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So door was unlocked. Here's the interesting part of the story, which makes it, just so obviously where this happens, is that would you like to know why this man's door was unlocked?
I'd love it.
Because his house was for sale, and he was expecting people to come by to check out the house.
So let me get this right. He's leaving something for somebody to pick up, but he's also got the door unlocked because there are going to be random people walking through his home that are prospective buyers.
No, he's not. The guy,
he went into the wrong home.
He went into the wrong home.
Okay.
He wasn't supposed to. The house he was supposed to be going into, this Hall of Fame quarterback was supposed to be picking something up. He walks into the wrong house because he doesn't know where he's going, and it just so happens that this guy's door was also unlocked.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. I understand it now. The second guy.
Because during the pandemic and in the social distancing, why not have an open house?
Wow. That's unbelievable.
So Tom Brady's just floating around the guy's house.
But that's the other. You're just going to let random people in your house when a pandemic is going on. Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Open house. Why not? Just the real estate market is through the roof right now.
Yeah. People are desperate to get into new.
Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
I think we obviously know where that took place.
I'm going to say yes, Florida.
That has to be Florida.
Even Santiago is going to get this one right. Go ahead, Ray.
Santiago, where'd that happen?
Yeah, definitely the Tampa Bay area.
100% the Tampa Bay area. That's unfortunate. Tom Brady, I mean, he caught it. He can't help it. I mean, this guy has never done anything wrong in his life.
No, he's been perfect. We've heard nothing negative from him in 20 years, and he has caught Florida.
Yeah. I mean, he moves to Tampa and he catches Florida.
He really has. I mean, unbelievably, too. Like, there's a big sign at the park, do not enter the park. Who's there working out? Tom Brady.
What's going to happen to Gronk?
Wow.
Florida might catch Gronk. I don't know.
It's going to be a mess. Yeah. Ybor City's not going to know what hit him with Gronk.
No, it'll never be.
Here we go. Last story for today's observations, because we got to get our show mock done. Did this happen in Florida? A man, 51 years old, was so enraged that he hadn't received his COVID-19 stimulus check that he decided, in order to get out his frustrations, he was going to set his mom's shed on fire.
Wow.
That'll show them.
I guess he was squabbling with his mother over the fact that he hadn't received his check yet and got so upset that he decided to just walk into a shed and set it on fire.
Wow.
He was booked into jail on arson charge. Did that happen in Florida?
That doesn't sound like it's Florida to me. That sounds like it's a Texas or maybe what we've come to appreciate in Ohio, but I'm going to say that's not Florida.
Not Florida. Interesting.
Not Florida.
Does it change your mind if I tell you he was also armed with a knife?
See, I will double down now and say not Florida. If you told me he had a gun, I think I'd be more inclined to go Florida.
51-year-old man. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's potentially living at his mother's house.
Yes.
Decides to burn down her she shed. And this isn't, okay, listen.
So was he upset that his mom took his stimulus money? I'm trying to figure this out.
No, she took it or he never got it at all?
No, he never got it.
Right.
So he never got it.
Hey, mom!
He never got it.
So out of frustration, he's just going to burn down his mom's shed.
Now, what do
she probably was like trying to talk some sense into him. Like, hey, relax.
What's the mindset? Like, okay, I haven't received my money. I'm deserving of said money. If I burn down the shed, clearly I will receive the check or the direct deposit soon upon doing something like this.
No, I think this is more of the out of the Dave Rothenberg playbook where I'm so upset right now.
I'll just do something miserable.
He's going to break something?
Exactly. Right. I've run out of ideas, so I'm just going to burn down the shed.
So it'll make me feel better just to cause strain and misery on others. Watch me roar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Rather than breaking a wedding video DVD, he's going to commit arson on his mom's property.
Exactly. Gotcha. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
All right. I'm going to say not Florida.
Wow. Interesting. Canty.
I'm going to say not Florida, but it is Gulf South. Like, I'm with Dave. Like, this could be Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, like somewhere along those lines.
Wow. Santiago, you sent me the story, so
yeah,
I'm sure
so
you
I'm
get obscene. This right. No, just get make yourself feel good. Was this Florida?
It's the Gulf area.
Congratulations. Dave, Canty, and Santiago, you guys are correct. Canty, I mean, what a Thursday for Canty. Louisiana. That was in
Louisiana. I knew it was Gulf South. 51-year-old man living with his mom, carrying a knife, not a gun, burning stuff down. It had to be in the Gulf Coast area.
Boy, he is
red hot.
51-year-old man living with his mom already is just, oh, poor guy. Can you imagine that?
It was either the Gulf South or Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio's really creeping in here.
Strange things are happening in Ohio,
Ohio's
too.
Ohio's doing a great job getting themselves involved in observations. All right, so there's observations. Is that it for today?
That is it. Listen, Dave, we got things to do. That is,
I understand.
That is an abbreviated
Listen,
version.
I'm just trying to be courteous to you. All right, so Santi, give me the chimes. I think I'm going to make you very happy here, Rick, with the 11th overall selection in the first ever draft from one Joe Douglas. The New York Jets will select Mekhi Becton, offensive lineman, Louisville. Mekhi Becton, offensive lineman, Louisville.
Nice, Dave. I'm not going with that. Obviously, Becton is off the board with my draft, but I'm still going to make Rick happy. So for me, with the 11th overall pick, the New York Jets are going to take Jerry Jeudy, receiver, Alabama.
No, I like that. I concur with that, too. I don't need the chimes. I don't need them. I am also selecting Jerry Jeudy with the 11th overall pick.
So here's the question for you now. Would you rather have Becton or Jeudy?
I would rather have Jeudy. I think there are three offensive linemen that the Jets really like. I'm leaning towards the one that they're all right about is Becton, and I think they really like Jerry Jeudy. Okay. I'm sure Sam Darnold will love Jerry Jeudy.
Yes, too. I agree with that.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 98.7 ESPN New York. All right, we've each done our draft. Now we'll put our heads together and come up with a show mock draft. Guys, let's go. And we obviously run through the first two. We all agree Burrow goes one. We all agree Young goes two. And we all are actually in agreement that Wirfs, via the Dolphins, goes number three, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Four. We both have Wills. You have Herbert. How do we handle this one, Rick?
Well, it depends on, I mean, do you guys, I mean, do you feel like the Giants are going to move back or not? Because if you don't feel like the Giants are going to move back, then I would stick with what you guys said.
I don't think they're going to move back.
I think there's a better chance the Giants stay at four.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, let's not forget, too, I do have the Giants taking Wills, too. I just have them moving back to do it.
Right. So, but as a show here, we're going to say Wills four to the Giants?
Yes.
Okay. All right, five now. Now, here's our dilemma. You have Miami staying at five. Chris, you and I have Detroit having the fifth overall selection.
Yes, and we disagreed on who Detroit would take, right?
Yeah, I have Brown, you have Okuda. Rick goes in a completely different direction.
Yeah, I got crazy. I got frisky. I got wild.
I could, like,
trades happening.
Dave, I told you before, I could see them taking Brown. So, I mean, I don't have a strong feeling Brown or Okuda. But I do think Detroit picks fifth.
I think if someone has a strong feeling, we need to go in that direction.
Well, I would say this. I understand why you took Brown. I mean, you know, Matt Patricia is from the Bill Belichick tree, and they believe in having strong corners. Their pass defense was horrendous. I mean, the division that they play in, I would probably lean towards more with Chris and Okuda than I would Brown.
All right. I that's fine. I'm a team player. So Okuda, but we're keeping Detroit with that pick.
Yes.
All right. Now, six, we have the Chargers selecting here.
I think we all agree that the Chargers take Herbert.
Right. Rick, yes? Herbert for the Chargers?
Yeah, Herbert for the Chargers, yeah.
Carolina, seven. We all think that they stay at seven. Two of the three of us think it's Simmons. Chris, are you willing to go off of Derek Brown here on this one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're moving right along. So Simmons, Carolina, seven. Draft show consensus. Eight, Arizona. You and I have Thomas. Chris, you have Becton.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You can go take Thomas. I agree that it's going to be an offensive lineman.
All right. So there you go. Number 9 overall as a show. Now, I'm crazy here. I have Atlanta moving up to 9. You guys have Henderson and Okuda. So you both think corner. Do you want to kind of discuss that between the two of you to come up with the answer?
Well, Okuda's already gone based on what we decided Detroit was going to do at 5.
Right.
So, I mean, it's either Henderson or Jacksonville is going to do something else.
Rick, what do you think? You think Jacksonville stays at 9 or you think they move back?
Well, I think if Jacksonville moves back, I mean, it could be Atlanta, but it's going to be the, I mean, I would imagine it's the same pick. I think it's going to be for the corner, so it would still be Henderson.
All right. So do we want to, so we're going to go Henderson. Are we going to stay with Atlanta or Jacksonville or we're going to go with Atlanta? We should stay with Jacksonville, I think, right?
Yeah. I think Jacksonville.
All right. Number 10 is Cleveland. I have the Raiders moving up. I don't think we should do that. I think that's kind of an aggressive play there.
Let's just go with offensive linemen. You know they want offensive line help, a bookend with Jack Conklin. I mean, we have Becton still there.
So it's got to be Becton then.
Let's go with Becton.
Because the other guys are off the board.
Yeah.
So Becton. And then the Jets. I mean, I'll go Judy because Becton's now off the board.
Yeah.
So we all agree that Jerry Judy is the Jets pick at 11.
There you go. I feel good about our show mock draft.
I like our show mock draft a great deal. We have only one trade in the top 11.
So yeah, Atlanta, but that's a ballsy trade though. I mean, that's moving up to get a tackle. I mean, that's pretty ballsy.
That is ballsy. I do like that. I like our mock draft. I put it up against anybody.
That's all we can do at this point. I mean, I've looked at every single mock draft. I mean, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place, which I think makes it more interesting. If we knew what was going to happen tonight, it wouldn't have the same excitement. I mean,
but here's the thing though.
No idea.
But here's the thing. No, exactly right. But this is great for the NFL because usually you'd be excited. Everyone's excited because you want to see what your team is going to do. But there would still be, you know, who's going to go with the first overall pick? Who's going to be the second overall pick? I mean, the first two picks are pretty much
locked in.
I mean, you've known what was going
to
happen.
Rico, this is according to Jay Glazer. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Falcons have been making calls trying to get up as far as number 2.
Ooh.
As far as number 2, what are they going to do with number 2?
Don't tell him that he's going
to. I'm just telling you, the Falcons are trying to get out to number 2.
Well, they would try to get Chase Young then. They need pass rush.
Of course. Then I got to take Okuda or Henderson
no,
at number
no,
2. No, they
absolutely
would take Chase
not.
Young. Oh my God, worlds would collide if that was the case.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.